702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
News from around the world now. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. We'll start in Brazil. The president there might be in some trouble, an inquiry looking into his alleged pandemic crimes.
Yeah, hi, Bogani. Yes, they've had this six-month investigation and found all sorts of scandals and corruption in government. One or two of our governments heard a few things like that, haven't they? But President Bolsonaro, Jair Bolsonaro, is directly accused of failing to control the virus, of mishandling the measures taken against it. And of course, he was at one stage a mask, isolation and vaccine denier. I mean, oh boy, did he flout the rules himself and refused to bring in the rules on a national level at one stage. Remember, over 600,000 Brazilians have lost their lives because of COVID. The panel that was drawn up want him to face a number of charges, including crimes against humanity. That's a biggie. Although they did drop the charges of homicide and genocide. At one stage, it was thought they might be listed, but they're not. In President Bolsonaro's words, "We did the right thing from the very first moment. I am guilty of nothing," as he put it. I don't know. I do, you know, on one hand, he may have loused a few things up on behalf of Brazilians, but how many of our leaders are guilty of mishandling pandemic measures? Is it all of them? Because you just have that feeling. The older you get, the more you realize they don't know what they're doing. And maybe that still makes them guilty, but I'm not sure. I'm not convinced.
Tell me about two former soldiers on trial in Germany.
Yeah, these two former German soldiers arrested on suspicion of trying to form a terrorist mercenary force to fight in Yemen's civil war. They had apparently offered themselves to the Saudi government to carry out illegal and covert operations. The idea was they would recruit about 150 men for a private army to go into Yemen on behalf of the Saudi government. We know that Saudi Arabia is already doing things in Yemen, after all, including airstrikes. German prosecutors have laid out the charges. There were police raids about this time yesterday. And ultimately, these two ex-soldiers ensnared have appeared briefly before prosecutors, known only as Achim A. and, get this, Adolf G. I mean, Adolf, of all the names to have come up. Apparently, Saudi Arabia has not commented, but it does make you wonder what else is going on in that strange and awful civil war in Yemen.
Oh, gosh, this is probably one of my favorite movies from a much younger time in my life. Now, the Chinese are considering a real version of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, which one would you put them in? It's one of the great fun things is to put the five that have appeared in order of how you would go. Are you going with the first one, the original?
The original. That's the one.
I would go with that one, but I do like the fourth one, which I think is Kingdom, isn't it? I like that one as well. But if you've seen all five of them, then, you know, it's fanciful, it's nonsense, it's great fun. Scientists in China might be taking it a bit literally. They have found some dinosaur, or they think they have found some dinosaur DNA. So this is not about bits preserved in amber. This is about a bit of dinosaur cartilage preserved in volcanic ash. So something tissue-like rather than bone, which is why, therefore, they might be able to get the DNA. It's a 125-million-year-old bit of Cauditerix found in northern China. Cauditerix was a sort of like an aggressive turkey. In fact, not unlike a velociraptor, only on a smaller scale. So a team from the Chinese Academy of Sciences is now in charge. And in the slightly chilling words of Professor Alid Belia, "We have good and exciting data. We need to find out exactly what those organic molecules are, but we hope to reconstruct a DNA sequence." Of course, that's different to actually making a dinosaur, but still, film number six, by the way, Jurassic World Dominion, is out next year. World Dominion. Oh, my God.
Our time is over. Adam Gilchrist, we'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview.